Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
It is The Rob Carson Show. Welcome to it, a Monday edition. It is the day after the Transgender Day of Visibility. Yeah, we're going to get into that big time, because I got to tell you, the more it sunk in yesterday as I was spending Easter with my family, the angrier I got. And I began to question, well, why doesn't the Biden administration, do you suppose that the Biden administration would do such a thing to a Muslim holiday? Do you suppose that would happen? That a Muslim holiday would be the Transgender Day of Visibility. Do you suppose that would happen? Well, no, of course, because, you know, people would burn buildings and stuff. Because that's generally what happens, because there's a good share of the Muslim faith that are really radical and really hate the Jews and really hate the Christians and all that stuff. So they wouldn't do that because they don't have any balls. That's the Biden administration, you know. And it's kind of interesting that the Transgender Day of Visibility happened at the tail end of the Biden administration offering zero help to Israel in its existential battle versus Hamas. Yeah, all of that, too. Oh, and then the FBI and DOJ going after traditional Catholics and things like that. It's almost like the Marxist, Maoist takeover of our federal government is almost trying to eliminate religion, which is what Marxists and Maoists do. Yeah, there's that. Yeah. I said that God has a sense of humor. And we've noticed this with, for instance, when they have these big climate summits and, you know, they tell you you should drive, crappy little electric cars and, you know, fly coach if you fly at all. And they all fly in their, Gulfstream jets and everything and have massive carbon footprints. And God just suddenly, like, makes that area the snowiest it's ever been. You know, I think that's God having a sense of humor. Well, God also has a little bit of wrath. At least I hope what this is. The start of the traditional Easter egg roll at the White House was delayed 90 minutes on Monday as angry storm clouds delivered thunder, lightning, and a dusting of light rain on the assembled guests. All we need, I guess, is maybe some, plague of locusts to hit, I guess, would be would be appropriate. This year, of course, the White House egg roll, which was created, in 1878 as a celebration of Easter, which is the story of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, who Christians consider their Lord and Savior, the Son of God. But this year's theme ignored the Christian faith, and Jill Biden, who's a doctor in edumacation, she's a really smart lady. She likes to go to bodegas, and she likes to say si se poigre. Anyway, it was education is what it is, which is actually Jill actually thought education was spelled that way, so they just decided to run with it yesterday. Mrs. Biden, it's spelled E-D-U. No, it's education. Okay, let's use that. Let's just use it. So anyway, the White House specified children could not submit Easter eggs that featured religious artwork for competition. Yeah. The submission must not include any questionable content, religious symbols, overtly religious Christians, or partisan political statements. Well, really? Sure. Okay. Yeah. So, there you go. You can't put any religious themes on an Easter egg, which is associated with Easter, the celebration of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Okay, sure. That makes a lot of sense. Yep. And I was thinking about this. The more that it sank in yesterday, the more angry I got. because at the very beginning, you're kind of on Good Friday when they made the announcement, and they said that, you know, the 31st of March was going to be the trans day of visibility forever and all of that, and this was a targeted attack on Christianity. This was meant to incite you and me. There is no good reason for this to have happened on Easter other than to incite, aggravate, poke, demean, rub your face in the who they are and who's in charge. That's what I believe. I believe that from the bottom of my heart. That's why the President of the United States yesterday said to all trans people, he said that you are made in the image of God and you are worthy of dignity and respect on the holiest day of the Christian calendar. And I'm done. I'm honestly there. You can't go any lower than this. You can't go any lower than doing this to Easter. And Donald Trump got a lot of heat for a couple weeks ago while saying that you cannot in good conscience be a Jew and vote Democrat. Well, I'm going to say this to Christians. You cannot be in good conscience and vote for this iteration of the Democrat Party. You can't. You can't be a good Catholic and vote for Joe Biden. I can say this. I'm a Catholic. You cannot vote for this nonsense. You cannot exist as a Christian, a Jew, or anybody of faith, really, and also vote Democrat. It is absolutely ridiculous. It's like Christians. It would be like Christians voting for Mao in China. No, no. You cannot do that. And if you would like to argue with me, please feel free to do so at 800-922-6680. I know as Christians we are made to forgive and to forget and to pray for those and all of this. And I understand that. But honestly, I'm kind of done with that. With regard to these people and this federal government and Joe Biden and Barack Obama, who went to a supposedly Christian church that espoused racism for decades. I'm not going to move on from this, because this is an indignity. This was a massive indignity suffered upon the Christians of this country. All faiths all denominations of Christianity, this was inexcusable. And if you go ahead and vote for Joe Biden, when they would do this to you, you really need to pull your head out of your rear ends. You really, really do. Sorry, but when you mess with God and you mess with Jesus Christ, then you got to fight. You got to fight for me. And I tell you, I was done with all the other nonsense, too. You know this as well as I do. We're all done with the nonsense. We want to return to common sense. But yesterday was the ultimate indignity for Christianity and for Christians. Christians are always the first people to step up to help other people. Christians are always the ones who set up funds and do car washes and runs and all of this for people in need. They do. And then yesterday, your federal government decides to, rather than first and foremost celebrate the fact that so many celebrate Easter as the most sacred holiday, when Jesus rose from the dead for our sins. And yesterday, you had Admiral Rachel Levine, who is an insane man who dresses like a woman, celebrating yesterday, no mention really of Easter, just the Transgender Day of Visibility.
Today marks Transgender Day of Visibility. Each year on March 31st, we celebrate transgender Americans and all that they have accomplished. We honor the many contributions transgender Americans make in health, medicine, public service, and across our nation.
Don't forget mental health. They contribute a lot to mental health.
At the Department of Health and Human Services, our mission is to improve the health and well-being of all Americans, including transgender Americans. From promoting access to high-quality care, to addressing health disparities, to developing policies that improve reproductive health care.
That's abortion, by the way. Abortion.
To ensuring transgender youth have access to the 988 program counselors.
So that's when little boys and girls could have their genitalia shredded so they can go through life as completely as eunuchs. Yeah, there you go. There's your HHS.
Professionals trained to work with them. Achieving health equity is our
health equity. That's a communist term, equity.
Commitment. A commitment to all. On this Transgender Day of Visibility.
Yeah, okay, I'm so done with you. Oh, here's Gretchen Whitmer. No, Hitmer. Hitmer Gretchen Whitmer talking yesterday about the holiday formerly known as Easter.
On Trans Day Visibility, my message is simple. I see you, and I've got your back.
That's what we need to call it. We need to call it the holiday formerly known as Easter, just like Prince did with his name. You know, Prince, he just suddenly became the artist previously known as Prince, or formerly known as Prince. Easter from now on, I guess, when it comes to this Maoist communist iteration of the federal government, the holiday formerly known as Easter.
On Trans Day Visibility, my message is simple. I see you, and I've got your back. There's nothing more American than living your life the way you want to live it. And that's what today's all about.
Is that really? Is that the most American thing?
It's about embracing who you are and being proud of it. Right now, there are efforts on...
Yeah, this is forcing crap down your throat. Nobody has a problem with transgendered individuals. It's just if you're a transgendered man who goes into the bathroom to shave his face in front of my 12-year-old daughter, you're going to get a beat down.
...their way in other states to criminalize the trans community just for living...
No, criminalizing the trans community. Just stop, having little boys cut their penises off to become little girls before puberty.
...lives. These hateful laws and bills...
No, they're not hateful at all. You are, though. That's why you made Easter into the Trans Day of Visibility. It's because you hate Christians.
Real harm, ranging from bullying and harassment to outright violence.
Really? That's happened. And that's how about the 1,700% increase in anti-Semitic attacks across the country since October the 7th?
It's on making Michigan a more welcoming state where anyone... And everyone can build a great life no matter who
they are. You know, America didn't need to be taught to be inclusive because we've always been inclusive. They're acting like, oh, my God, Lord be almighty. Oh, heaven, open up and learn. Oh, my God, we are suddenly a melting pot. And, oh, we're suddenly inclusive and open-minded. Well, we already were that. Yeah, we were already all of those things. And it's just this latest group of idiots who are in charge, who are soulless Marxists, who are doing things like this to us. And Jim Gossett put some together for us for transgender. Well, the holiday formerly known as Easter. Don't want the religious symbols on your Easter eggs.
Have a transgender Easter with no religious edge.
How you don't want that?
Say hello to girls you know with beards and hairy legs.
And testicles.
Have a transgender Easter like the White House says to do.
Remember what happened last year? The transgendered used to be a dude, has breasts, flashed them.
Tradition trashing, Christian bashing. That's what they like to do.
Doing a good job.
Joe, he has to know the message that this sends. Biden and religion, they are far from friends. Have a transgender Easter and pervert the holiday.
Formerly known as Easter.
Their intention is that you won't mention God on that day.
That's true. There you go. That's the Democrat Party. And if you're a Christian or a Jew, you cannot be either of those in good standing and vote for this iteration of the Democrat Party. And Joe Biden, I challenge you to call now. 800-922-6680. Let's go to... We're not. We do have a special call at the bottom of the hour we'll get to. But there you go. There you go. As though it could get worse than last year when literally you had transgendered individuals on the White House lawn. One used to be a dude, had fake breasts, flashes as children are there the look like female breasts with implants in front of everybody, as though you didn't think it could go any lower than that. And then this year they literally celebrated Trans Day of Visibility before even mentioning Easter. And then of course Joe Biden went on to say Easter, don't forget Easter, it's also Easter, I think, something like that. Dr. Jill, is it Easter? I think it could be Easter. Not really sure, but we think it might be Easter. There you go. The White House moved Sunday to make public its best wishes for Christians in the wake of an earlier furor arising from Joe Biden embracing Easter Sunday as Transgender Day of Visibility. They literally said it was Transgender Day of Visibility before it was Easter. Jill and I send our warmest wishes to Christians around the world celebrating Easter Sunday. Easter reminds us of the power of hope and the promise of Christ's resurrection. As we gather with loved ones, we remember Jesus' sacrifice, we pray for one, blah, 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 dignity for all people, happy Easter, and God bless you. Now it's too late. It's too late. The Mike Johnson, the House Speaker, hopefully not much longer. The Biden White House has betrayed the central tenet of Easter, which is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Banning sacred truth and tradition while at the same time proclaiming Easter Sunday as Transgender Day is outrageous and abhorrent. The American people are taking note. Oh, we're beyond taking note. We're already just pissed beyond belief. And you should be. And I've got more on this. Al Sharpton, who claims to be a man of God, he's defending Transgender Day of visibility. You've got, Joe Biden, he slurred his way through an interview with Al Roker this morning and all of that. And, of course, your phone calls at 800-922-6680. This is a Monday edition of The Rob Carson Show.
The Rob Carson Show podcast is everywhere. Go to Newsmax.com/listen for details.
What is so special about this egg roll?
Well, what's so special is this, this is the people's house. And over 40,000 people be here. It's the largest ever. And we just like to open it up, the place, and let people see this is their place.
And if you kids on the White House lawn find a small baggie with some white powder in it, give it to the Secret Service right away so they can usher it away and blow it up. Just want to be careful in case old Hunty might have been out on the lawn last night. Old Hunty Cottontail, or Chasing Tail, as it were. Yeah. No religious symbols on the Easter eggs at the Easter egg roll following the holiday that used to be known as Easter, now the Transgender Day of Visibility. That's your federal government rubbing your face in their filthy doctrines, honestly. Please do that during Ramadan. See what that gets you. But honestly, you know, we're Christians, we're used to turning the other cheek and all that. I'm done turning the other cheek. This is the ultimate to me. This is blasphemy of the highest order, and I'm not going to take it. I'm just not going to take it anymore. And you shouldn't either. If you are a Christian in good standing, if you, as I have so many times, been in a church and wept at the prospect and the reality that what he went through, and then yesterday, this, I mean, honestly, and I'll say it again, you cannot be a Christian in good standing or a Jew and vote for this Democrat Party until they fix themselves and move past this, honestly. When I told you that this is a battle of good and evil, do you kind of get it now? Do you see the battle lines being drawn? Do you? Well, you should. Let's go to Rob in Middle River. Hello, Rob. Welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's going on?
Thank you, sir, and I wish you a very happy, holy, and blessed Easter, because we are in the season for 40 days. Anywho, a few points I want to discuss with you, if I may. Number one, I don't understand why there is no mention at all of Biden and Nancy receiving Holy Communion. I don't understand why the church officials aren't condemning this. They're not saying anything about the bishops or whomever is giving these people the Eucharist. They're not talking about other Catholic legislators regarding this. Everything seems to be hush-hush. I don't even hear any comments from that spokesman, and I think you had him on your show maybe last week. I forget his name. He's supposedly the spokesman for Catholics in general. I haven't heard anything from it. No mention at all. Everything is dead silent about this Easter and this communion. People receiving communion while supporting abortion.
It's because it's the leadership of the Catholic Church is infiltrated by the left, and the damn Pope is a leftist. Yeah, and I said that. You know why? Because I don't consider him my Pope. By the way, I don't consider this Pope to be my Pope. Sorry, he is a leftist, and leftist doctrine has infiltrated the Catholic Church. That's the reason behind it. And by the way, did you see this yesterday? Protesters in St. Patrick's Cathedral, which, by the way, I go there every time I'm in New York City. That's one of the first places I go. I even stop there before I go and get a slice of New York pizza. That's how committed I am to. but protesters screaming Free Palestine ambushed the Easter Vigil at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City. Oh, this on the heels of wasn't there a trans atheist who had their funeral at the same cathedral a couple of weeks ago? We got to get this turned around, people. We got to get this turned around. And if you were looking for an excuse to say no to the Democrat Party, well, by God in heaven, maybe it should be Democrats evil. Maybe that should be your modus operandi when you go to the voting booth. Because honestly, this is out of control. Yesterday was the icing on the cake. After last year, a transgendered female flashed her breasts in front of children at the Easter egg roll. This year, they're eliminating all religion, all religiosity, all Christian symbols from the Easter egg roll, and they renamed Easter the Transgender Day of Visibility. I'm not letting it go. Bill, you hold on. You'll be next. This is the Rob Carson Show. Hey, guys, it's Carson. You know, everybody knows the next medical crisis just around the corner, whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's where the Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID, even a bioweapon like a plague, the Wellness Company medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics on hand to make sure you and your family are safe from whatever the globalists throw at us next. Go to www.twc.health/Carson. Again, twc.health/Carson today and order. That's twc.health/Carson and use the promo code Carson to save 10%.
Just a minute. Thank you all so very, very much. Thanks, everybody. And by the way, say hello to Oyster Bunnies. Come on up, Bunnies. Get up.
There's that Joe Biden saying hi to the Oyster. The Oyster Bunnies. That's what Joe Biden called them this morning, the Oyster Bunnies. I guess that, I guess both of their shells are made out of calcium. So eggs and oysters, I guess, are the same thing. Yeah, I know. That's your president. That's your president who's sharp as a tack mentally. Sharper than he's ever been, which means that persistent vegetative state was where he started. We'll get to a little bit more on that in just a second. Moron. Moron being the operative word there. You know, it is easy to steal a wallet, a cell phone, or a car. It is. And it's probably easier to get your car back, too, by the way. Nobody can squat in your car. Generally, if a car is stolen, you can get the car. But if it's your house, not so much. We've seen this with these idiotic squatter laws around the country where squatters could just move in and stay. What about if it's a virtual squatter? What if it's somebody who forged your signature on a deed that transferred ownership to the property or took out a home equity line of credit under somebody else's name? And you can't afford to fight, a legal judgment or get your home back or get your equity back or whatever without financially ruining yourself. How about you just do a comprehensive scan of your home title to find out if anybody has done this to you or is trying to do it to you? Just go to HomeTitleLock.com, use promo code Carson. You're going to get a free comprehensive scan of your home title. You're going to find out a wild bunch of stuff, because I did on my other house, the one we just bought about 4 years ago, it was. Yeah, I found out, somebody is pinging around on our property. We stopped it. You're also going to get 30 days of legendary home title lock protection. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson, and get signed up. This is Mika Brzezinski this morning railing against those who have a problem with yesterday being renamed Transgender Day of Visibility.
Donald Trump, who spent another religious holiday posting on Truth Social 77 times, sometimes unhinged, sometimes nonsensical.
Kind of like your husband every day.
Lots of all caps, definitely very...
I use all caps all the time to make a point.
On Easter, the presumptive...
Wait a minute. Joe Biden just called it the Transgender Day of Visibility. It is the... It's the holiday formerly known as Easter to you, Missy.
2024 Republican nominee went after his perceived enemies all day. Among his many posts, one in all caps, blasting the, quote, evil and sick prosecutors looking to hold him accountable for his alleged crimes.
Yeah, they are.
No, he also shared...
He committed crimes are political.
Two far-right news articles.
Too far. The Washington Times, the far... Mika Brzezinski, dear God in heaven. I just played that so you could hear it. I didn't because I'd actually watched her show, and I honestly have a real hard time hearing her speak too long because it just incenses me. Real quick, let's go to... Oh, we have got Deplorabella on the phone. I know Deplorabella has much to say about this, and so without further ado, I will welcome Deplorabella to the Rob Carson Show. Good morning to you, or to afternoon, I should say.
Well, good morning the day after the visibility of transgenderism.
Yes.
I've called to talk about blasphemy, Obama style. On a bright September 25th in the early days of Obama's regime of hope and change, he specified his plan to fundamentally transform America. Yes. He hectored the world from the pagan platform of the UN against exercising free speech to criticize Islam, while Islamists were slaughtering Christians, Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, Sikh, European secularists, and fellow Muslims who might be resistant to jihad. Obama said the future did not belong to those who would blaspheme Mohammed. In the Muslim world, blasphemy is a capital offense. Islamists spread that message and practice to Danish cartoonists and French satirists.
Oh, yeah, they had to kill those people, yeah.
Yeah, but now in Obama's third term, we witness a cascade of blasphemy directed not against Islamists, but against peaceful, law-abiding, tax-paying, long-suffering Christians. Christians at the White House during the Obama and Biden regimes saw scant reference to the birth of Jesus Christ. Now at Easter saw the outright banning of references to religion in Easter egg designs. Bunny rabbit costume minders escorted a disoriented Joe from the scene last year, while the ABC of sexual freaks cavorted, some topless, on the White House lawn.
Oh, yeah.
The implants the tranny bared were as fake as Biden's claim to the presidency. This year, Joe Biden lectured a nation founded by Christians to afford them the religious liberty denied in the old world. He brazenly declared a day of trans visibility the day before Easter, when millions of Christians could be expected to celebrate the resurrection of their Lord. Obama, fresh from an elitist fundraiser in New York City, while most Americans were mourning the preventable murder of Officer Jonathan Diller, said not a word about blasphemy. Clinton, Obama, and Biden, three faux Christians, have replaced their Bibles with millions in contributions from China, the implacable and existential enemy of the USA. One might wish in vain for the invisibility of these three corrupt amigos and the trending transgender threat they pose to parental rights and normality. Fairfax County, infamous for its cover-ups of the very perverse tranny crimes it perpetrated on the student body in its charge, was the first to declare a tranny day of visibility. One wonders what invisibility they were alluding to. Every day, the so-called tranny movement is shoved down the throats of Americans already burdened by assaults on their wallets, persons, and the Constitution.
Deplorabella. Hold on a second. Now, you sent me the text of what you are referring to right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we're able to get to all of it during this break. All right. Okay. What you have said, because I'm going to publish, if you wouldn't mind, I want to publish what you've written, if it's possible. And I would encourage you to get a Substack, because what you say is brilliant. You know, I've spoken to you off air. You know that I have forwarded your information to the powers that be at Newsmax Publishing, because what you write is incredibly, incredibly good. And you have an extensive experience as an educator. All of these things we have discussed, Deplorabella. But Deplorabella, aside from what you are brilliantly described, yesterday, I want to talk to you, not what you wrote. I want to talk to you, because we're gonna post the rest of this, because it's literally, you said it, and I'm just now getting through it. But yesterday, as you found out that yesterday had been declared the Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter, What as it settled in, how did it affect you? Because to me, it started off, it was anger, and then it became a slow boil, and then it became a raging boil. Mm-hmm. And then it became, we can't allow this. We've suffered enough indignities. We cannot allow this to happen on our most sacred holiday. Well, how about you?
I'm going to speak to you soul to soul. I thank my lucky stars that as a Jew, I was born in a Christian country that not only celebrates Jesus, who was a Jew, not only endorses the Old Testament, which is my book, but which gives me total freedom to operate as an individual human being, enjoying every liberty made available to every Christian who fought and died for it. I feel extremely lucky not to live in one of those secular communist countries that persecutes and prosecutes Jews, or one of those Islamist countries that subjugates or murders Jews. So I am extremely grateful to Christians, and I feel very strongly, Rob, that the Judeo-Christian ethic, which undergirds our Constitution and our way of life, is under assault. They are trying to destroy, this communist Islamist group is trying to destroy Christianity. They don't want the golden rule any more than they want a work ethic or the exercise of liberties in our Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights and the Ten Commandments are anathema to these pagan, secularist, totalitarian monsters. I feel extreme anger at what they have done. You cannot give dignity to the Palestinian people who voted for and supported Hamas. You cannot give dignity to people who have a mental illness, who insist on becoming another protected minority, moving to the head of the line. We cannot have freedom if we do not have freedom of worship and the primacy of the individual conscience that can gravitate to the Judeo-Christian ethic. We are under assault, and I wish to help my fellow Christians and Jews and atheists and agnostics and everyone else in this country would wake up and understand that what they are doing, the Jews are the canaries in the mine of history. The Christians are being thrown to the lions once again. Unless we surround these people and safeguard them and insist that there is no dignity in communists and Islamists who persecute us, who hunt down the heretics, who do everything possible to defame and silence, and soon it will be to intern and murder us.
Amen.
We are out of time.
Deplorabella, can I just tell you something?
Sure.
You were even better off script. You were even better off. I'm telling you, girl, you are. There's a reason there is something fortuitous happening here. There is a reason why I know you. There is a reason why every time you talk, I get dozens of requests for your words, okay? There is a reason for this. Onward, Christian and Jewish soldiers, Deplorabella. Deplorabella, I'm going to take the piece that you sent me this morning, and I'm going to publish it, okay? And then I want to talk to you about doing your own Substack, and I think you should call it Dear Deplorabella. I'm not kidding. It's got to be on Substack. You got to do it.
Thank you.
All right.
I'll talk to you later.
All right. God bless you. You are amazing. You are amazing. I'm gonna. After she came back off script, Brian, save that. Ken, if you're listening, save that. What she just said there off script, that entire screed needs to be heard again. Honestly, just brilliant. Just brilliant. Let's go to Rich in Joppa. Hello there, Rick. Rich, welcome to the Rob Carson Show.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I'm just completely frustrated with the Republican Party. They continue to play checkers. Donald Trump's been trying to get them to play chess since he started in politics in 16, and we continue to do it. The biggest thing with the Easter egg hunt, you know, years ago, everybody said, let's get Christianity out of Christmas and Easter. Do you know who signed the rule for the eggs? Jimmy Carter, 45 years ago. That was like the big announcement. Oh, these rules have been in effect since 1945. Yeah, you know, 45 years ago. Well, 45 years ago, Jimmy Carter was president. Why is that not a surprise? Again, the Republican Party continues to play checkers, yes. looking down one, two, three moves, where Trump is trying to get them to play chess. Hey,
yes.
take the long game. They just don't do it, and it's so
Here's the deal. I would venture to say let's use a fighting analogy because Donald Trump is an MMA backer in a major way. We are fighting by Marcus of Queensberry rules, where we have our elbows down and our fists up, and you know, and the left is our cage matching us. Donald Trump is a cage fighter. The Republican Party has to be a cage match. Donald Trump is the head of as the president of the United States will bring back what we need. So I would move beyond checkers and chess to...
The Republicans haven't had strong businessmen, and the Democrats have. They've had Bill Gates. They've had guys who planned their business for 20 years. We have it. Trump's the first guy that we've had who is prevalent enough to plan for that for the long haul. I mean, I look at McCarthy. One of the extensions McCarthy signed, the extension ended like on November 27th. Like, seriously, like, what Republicans are getting thrown under the bus. Oh, my gosh, you're going to screw up Christmas for all the federal employees. That was a Democratic plan. Why was that extension right before or right after Thanksgiving? I can't remember. But
of
as
course.
Soon as they did it, I said to myself, that's the Democrats playing chess.
Well, Richard, this is why I say that maybe it's time for a female Speaker of the House like Marjorie Taylor Greene, because the only people with balls on Capitol Hill a lot of the times are the people who weren't born with them. And Mike Johnson sounds like another one of those sons
like
testicles.
Just like Turning Point. Turning Point says we need to be proactive, not reactive. The Republicans are reactive. They're never proactive.
All right. Thanks for the call, bro. I do appreciate it. Yeah. You know what? It's just a little ridiculous. This is Al Sharpton. He's supposed to be a man of Jesus, man of Jesus. No, he's more of a man of like $5,000 suits. Here he is defending the trans day of visibility versus what was Easter.
Why are Republicans choosing this battle as a way to take on the president?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure, Rev, to be honest. I mean, there's a little bit...
Well, because it's Easter, you idiot, and it's the most sacred of our holidays.
A dirty political pool here, but I think we got to hit it head on and suggest to President Trump and Mike Johnson and Senator Blackburn and others who are relying on the words of their Christ and their Jesus they celebrate today to condemn Joe Biden, to suggest to them that actually the Jesus they celebrate today would be inclusive of the transgendered community and would be...
Wow. I gotta tell you, oh man,
be supportive of the transgender community and demand all Christians, including Donald Trump, Mike Johnson, and others who celebrate today.
How dare you twist these things? I swear to God in heaven, Christians are the most tolerant faith on the planet, and that you would say that is just honestly, I have no words. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. Unreal. Nancy Pelosi marked Transgender Visibility Day and Cesar Chavez Day on Easter Sunday. She then issued a post on X in honor of the Transgender Day of Visibility. Chavez was a socialist, by the way. There you go. Pelosi's recognition of Cesar Chavez Day on Easter Sunday comes as President Joe Biden faces criticism for recognizing the day as Transgender Day of Visibility, one of over 50 LGBTQIA2S+. That's how stupid your movement has gotten. Themed annual observances. I'm done playing nice. I'm not mad at transgendered people. You know, you do what you want to do. And I don't even care. But I'm done with this nonsense. Kathy Hochul ordered New York landmarks lit up in trans flag colors on Easter Sunday for Transgender Day of Visibility, including One World Trade Center in Niagara Falls. Wow. Well, Caitlyn Jenner, she's pretty hacked about it, actually. She's slamming Joe Biden. I'll leave that alone. Celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday with key landmarks said to be set up. Says, I'm absolutely disgusted that Joe Biden has declared the most holy of holy days, a self-proclaimed devout Catholic as a Transgender Day of Visibility. And by the way, here's let me see here. I got a montage of all of the all of the Democrats who said that Joe Biden is a devout Catholic this weekend. Everybody had to assure everyone that Joe Biden was a devout Catholic this weekend. Let me find it here. When in fact he is not a devout Catholic at all. Here he is. This is the montage of the media trying to cover up the fact that Joe Biden yesterday made Easter the transgender day of visibility.
As a lifelong Catholic and a man of deep faith, President-elect Joe Biden has...
What has he done that has reflected his faith?
...been open about his religion throughout his political career.
You can say a lot of things.
Being open and wearing it on your sleeve are two different things.
It's about Joe Biden. You can't say he's godless. He has a very deep faith.
He is, as we keep pointing out, a religious man, a man of deep faith.
Yeah, people forget he's a Catholic. He's a man of deep faith.
Joe Biden, of course, a man of deep faith.
This is a man.
Tell that to the parents of the 100,000 people who've died from fentanyl ODs in the United States.
And who lives his faith.
Biden also credits faith to keeping him going.
Tell that to all the thousands of children being sex trafficked into the United States or the southern border or the 60 million babies that were aborted since Roe v. Wade.
Yeah, he's a very devout Catholic.
He's
well known to be a devout Catholic.
Joe Biden is a devout Catholic.
Joe Biden is a devout Catholic.
A very devout Catholic.
Devout Catholic.
Devout Catholic.
Devout Catholic.
Devout Catholic.
Joe Biden is a devout Catholic.
No, he's not. And he's not a man of God or a godly man. And it should be very obvious as you hear it from the godless media. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. Our money loses value every year due to inflation. In fact, the dollar has lost over 98% of its value relative to gold. What if you could earn income in gold, which can't get inflated away, instead of dollars? Monetary Metals does just that. They offer the ability to earn income in gold, growing your total ounces over time by leasing or loaning your gold to qualified gold-using businesses. Earn 2 to 5% annually on your gold while supporting qualified businesses in the gold industry. Or if you're an accredited investor, you could earn even higher yields, double digits, in their gold bond offerings. You can open an account directly on Monetary Metals' website in less than 15 minutes. Fund your account by purchasing gold directly from Monetary Metals at less than 1% over spot, or you can use gold you already have. They provide free shipping and insurance and free storage and insurance for any metal in your account. Opt out of the dollar, central bankers, fiat currency, the corrupt financial system, and get your own personal gold standard with Monetary Metals. Visit monetary-metals.com/Carson for more information. Again, monetary-metals.com/Carson for more information or to get started opening your account. All right, hour number two, a pretty major anti-Christian hate crime involving the burning of hundreds of Bibles yesterday was ignored by the media. Only 38% of voters think Joe Biden will live another 4 years in office. And Nicole Wallace goes back guano crazy on MSNBC. In other words, another day in the life of MSNBC.